We got the coral from the ocean. We got it all going on here. Okay, Baruch Hashem. Okay, we are on Chav Gimel Amud Beis. We're actually starting at the very, very bottom of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. And all right, very good. This is the time for Torah Shebal Peh. This is the renewal of Torah Shebal Peh. Baruch Hashem. Or Zoche. We're on the very last words of Chav Gimel Amud Aleph. And the Gemara said that they went to five different mountains, and the last was Beis Biltin. From Beis Biltin, they did not move from there, and they would just Mila v'Morid, Mevi u'Molich, and they would just raise the torch until all of Gola would see it, and Gola would do their thing. So the Gemara says, "My Beis Biltin. What is Beis Biltin? Amarav zu Biram. This is Biram, which is part of Eretz Yisrael." The outskirts of Eretz Yisrael. My Gola. What is Gola? I'm Rav Yosef Zu Pumpadisa. This is Pumpadisa, which was in Bavel. And that's where the final torches were lit. My Maduras Eish. It says in the Mishnah that they went up like a Maduras Eish, like a bonfire. So what it means is Tana, Kol Echad Ve'echad Notal Avuka Biyado Ve'ola L'Rosh Gago. Everybody would take an Avuka Biyado torch in his hand, and they would go up to the rooftops and do their thing. Tanya, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Amar, Af Charim v'Kiyar v'Gadar v'Chavruseha. It wasn't just these five mountains, but it was actually additional mountains that they did it. It was mountain of Chira, of Charim, of Kiyar, of Gadar, and its neighboring mountains. Okay? The distance between... We don't know the distance between these mountains. Yes, these mountains are in Eretz Yisrael. Now there's going to be a machlokes we're going to see right now. There are those that say that these mountains, Charim, Kiyar, Gader, and the surrounding mountains, were actually Beni Beni. They were actually in between the five mountains mentioned in the Mishnah. And in fact, this Tana is arguing with the Mishnah, because our Mishnah says that there were only five mountains that they lit torches on. And this Brisa brings in others. However, that's one Ikeda Amri, that's one Manda Amar, but Ikeda Amri Lahach Yisad Eretz Yisrael Havu Kaimi. It was actually another part of Eretz Yisrael that these mountains, Charim, Kiyar, Gadar, and the surrounding mountains were in. And so it's not arguing on the previous Mishnah, it's just saying there were two different paths. One path
like
was ways. Going towards, what?
Like when you take ways, you can take either this path or that path.
Very good. Like ways.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking.
It's exactly.
That going in a different direction. Because the other day we were talking about going south. We were both going north. It's just going a different route. Route 6 or route,
Through 375 or going through the 1?
Exactly. That's okay. The thing.
Yes.
Two different routes.
That's what Rashi mentioned. Route 375 and the 1. All right. And that concludes Chav Gimel Amud Beis. Okay. Very good. Okay, so again, Ikad Amri Lahaki, so there's Israel Havukaimi, Marchash of the Hagisa, Marchash of the Hagisa. And therefore, according to this last Shita, that it wasn't really, these other mountains were not coinciding. They were not in between the five mountains mentioned in the Mishnah, but they were actually a different route, right? So, the Tan of our Mishnah mentions one path to get to Bavel, and this guy mentions, this Tan mentions another one. So there were, Gisa's away, aside, I'm sorry, Gisa's aside. So there's one side, the one side leads to Bavel going this way, and then there was, because Bavel is on the northeast of Eretz Yisrael, so it's on the eastern side, going up towards north. So you can either get to Bavel going
north,
more towards
east,
or you can go around going, you know, on the northern side of it. So according to this Ikeda Amri, the Tana of our Mishnah is mentioning the way that goes east.
Maybe
and the other
both.
One is mentioning...
Maybe they did both. There's no stira. There's no reason why they couldn't have a
Madura's
going both.
It's not necessarily
a
stira. According to the first Ikeda Amri, according to the first Manda Amri, it's actually a stira. There's actually a chiluk. They're making there's a machlekes as to how many mountains were used. According to this Ikeda Amri, it's not. According to the second one, it's not a machlekes at all. They're just different sides, different ways to get to.
But both they did different ways. They did two different
ways. WAZE.
They did two different sets of roots of Maduras.
Roots of Maduras.
Right.
You got it.
What's really the difference?
There's no difference.
Either this or more or less.
They canceled the Maduras anyway, by the way. So
what it really means is that they went everywhere that they could do.
It's just historical. It's not halachic ramifications.
You go everywhere you can.
Anywhere you want. I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Bein kol achas va'achas shmona parcelos. Now, according to the Tanna of our Mishnah, it says there were five mountains. You should know that between each mountain was eight parcels. Kama habaluhu, and therefore, if there are eight parcels in between each mountain, how many does that equal?
32.
Thank you. Plus in Vitartin, that makes 32, because if you take the five mountains, that means there's a gap, each one, between one and, there are four gaps, and between one and two, two and three, three and four, and four and five, so that's four gaps, and four times eight is 32. This is why we need Reb Zev.
That's why you're an accountant.
That's why I'm an accountant, and that's why I need Reb Zev to do that.
You're also an accountant.
Accountants cannot do any math by themselves. You should know that accountants cannot do any math in their heads.
That is very true.
That's why we have the little calculator.
Make sure to find my accountant tomorrow.
I cannot do any simple math.
So here's another question. Very intelligent wife.
Okay.
How much is a parcel?
Says very clearly. Between 2.3 and 3 miles.
Between 2.3 and 3 miles? That means that if there's 32 parcels, you're talking approximately 100 miles.
It's not much.
2 to 3.
What?
2 miles.
Exactly. That's what the Gemara is going to say right now. The Gemara is going to say, wait a minute, 100 miles. There's much more than that. To get from Yerushalayim all the way to the outskirts of Bavel is much more than 100 miles. What are you talking about? So the Gemara says, no, actually, Amar Abaye. Abaye says, istatumi istatum lahu, darki. The way was actually clogged up. In other words, as the crow flies from Yerushalayim to Bavel would actually technically be 32 parcels. But because our roads were blocked up over time, and therefore people had to swerve around and you had to curve around the mountains and this and that in order to get to your destination, it ends up being a lot more. But as the crow flies, says the Gemara, it's 32 parcels. You're saying it can't be. Because why?
It's a lot more than that.
Because it's a lot more than that.
From Yerushalayim to Bavel?
From Yerushalayim to Bavel.
How many kilometers is it? Miles? I don't know. 1,000?
As the crow flies.
The crow flies very fast.
I don't know.
It's not about fast. It's about distance. It's not about speed.
The crow flies is an expression. As the crow flies.
Yeah, as the crow flies is an expression. Direct. Direct flight.
Door to door.
Right, Elal. Direct door. Door to door. Yeah.
Door to door. And there's that going around any...
You
gotta Google it. That's all.
I don't know. It could be a problem. I don't know. There are other Gemara. I mean, there are other Gemaras that mention the parameters of Eretz Yisrael are Dalamil's parsa by Dalamil's parsa. So you have a bunch of Gemaras that are that seem to be closer to one another. I don't know the answer to this question. But I'm gonna have myself a jelly donut tonight, and I'm gonna be okay. I'm gonna make it through. I don't know the answer. It's a good question.
Sit good on you.
Yeah, it's a good question. I'm not exactly sure.
Question.
It does seem a little bit on the low side. The question is that if the Gemara is saying that even as the crow flies, it's 32 parcels between Yerushalayim and Bavel, it seems very low, very very low. I think he's right. I mean, it sounds very low. The Gemara wants to say, well, what?
Doesn't bother your motion?
It's like a helicopter.
Egypt.
No, Egypt is south. Babel is east. Like northeast. What?
Yeah.
Truth is, Beis Baltin is still there. It's Israel, so it's not till Babel. From Beis Baltin, they saw Babel, but Beis Baltin itself is not in Babel.
Correct, but even so.
Beis Baltin is still in there. It's Israel. The last of the five mountains is Beis Baltin, and from there they saw Babel.
That is true, but still.
It doesn't reach Babel, it reaches until close to Babel, where they can see
but
oversee
Babel. But still, to say it's only 32 parcels, it seems like it's low. From Jerusalem to the outskirts of Eretz Israel.
Can't be just an idea. It has to be shot.
Maybe I don't know. I don't know. I'm not good with these distances. I don't know.
No one knows. You have to ask an expert. You have to ask someone who really knows the Mitzvahs.
They didn't bring it up. They didn't bring up the question.
I'll take a look again.
You remember it like this?
At any rate, the Gemara does contend that it should be much more, and the Gemara says, well, the reason why it's more nowadays is because the roads were clogged. So back then, to go from one mountain to the other, it was a straight path, but over time, the paths became blocked.
You go over a mountain, can you picture how much time it takes to go over a mountain? Never mind the 5, 6, or 7, or 8.
Grow flies, though.
Right,
you'll,
but
be, you'll be three chadashim by the time you get. It's an idea.
All right. The Siv is says in the pasuk lachain.
Where are we holding?
We're at the pot. We're at three lines before the Mishnah. The Gemara is now going to prove that the roads were clocked, were blocked up, which is why nowadays it takes much longer than 32 parsos to get from one mountain to the other, from one mountain in Har Mishka all the way to the Beis Biltin.
You said it right the first time.
Stima, there's a stima.
Parsos from one mountain to the other.
Yeah, well, as it says in the pasuk, "Lachein herni shach es darkeich besirim." Therefore, I will block up your paths with
thorns.
Thorns. Thank you very much. Besirim, thorns. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak. What'd you say?
He's making a joke. All right.
Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Amar Mehach. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak says it's from the following pasuk, "Dechsev v'nesivo sai aveh." My paths were crooked.
Twisted.
Twisted.
That's what I have from 20 years ago where I remember tomorrow.
Very good. You still remember it, Baruch Hashem.
No, I have it written here.
Ah, very good. Okay, so you don't remember it.
Echa.
Okay.
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 The point of the place is to make sure you got the place wrong.
Yala.
That big chatzur.
Chatzur gedola.
Chatzur gedola haisa b'Yerushalayim. There was a great chatzur in Yerushalayim, Beis Ya'azek haisa. Nikris. It was called Beis Ya'azek, as we'll see in the Gemara, that's not so clear. Ulasham ha'akolo ha'edim miskansim. And to there, all of the Edim who had... If people got there on Shabbos, if there was a Shabbos Zach, so people would not be able to leave, because the din is, if you leave your city beyond 2,000 Amos, you're stuck. You can't go more than Dalet Amos. So they wouldn't be able to leave in the beginning. So therefore, Hizkan, Rabban Gamliel, Hazakan, Rabban Gamliel made a takana, Shiyumahalchan alpaim amal chol ruach, that people would be able to walk 2,000 amos beyond this chutzer at any direction. Velo elu bilavad, and these are not the only people who would be able to do so. Ella, but rather, af chachma habali aled, so to a midwife who was coming in to the city, to another place, to help a woman give birth, she would also have 2,000 amos beyond whatever city she was coming to. So too, v'habala hatzal min adleko, so too somebody who was coming to save somebody else from a fire, he would also have 2,000 amos. Umin agayas, or if somebody's coming to save from an army. Umin anahar, who's coming to save from a river that's overflowing. Umin amapoles, or so too, if a wall, if a strong wall is about to fall down, or is falling down on a city, or on a people, and somebody's coming in to help the city. Yes, all right. Then that would be another heter to go beyond 2,000, to go 2,000 amos beyond wherever they are now situated. Hare'elu ka'anshi ha'ir. These people are considered ka'anshi ha'ir, like the people of the city which they came to. V'yeshlem apayim amal ochol ruach. They have 2,000 amos in every direction. Okay. At any rate...
Well, this suda is gedola.
Yes. If you want to know what they served, I don't know.
Yeah. I mean, couldn't that be an incentive to get people to come who didn't really see the new moon, but they just want a good meal?
I think it's like a... I think it was like airplane food.
They were the first Chabad.
My thing is they're not like airplane food.
It sounds like they really want to... This is a riot the Chabad does, where they have like the alcohol and the stuff to get people to come, you know, like... Cause,
it's the first Chabad.
Well, you should know, first of all, anybody who did not see the new moon and is coming from because of a Suda Gedola is violating this Rabbanon, because they're not allowed to come into Yerushalayim from more than 2,000 amos away. So, for a Suda Gedola, is it worth it to be violated?
No, but it could, of course, people that live in Jerusalem.
Yeah.
Who are Mechala Shabbos.
They shouldn't be coming into the Chatzar. This chutzur is specifically for people who are coming from outside the city.
The Gemara is going to talk about it. It's like a jail.
Really?
The Gemara is going to talk about it.
Well, you're learning. Rashi learns this with you. That it's only on Shabbos they have this chutzur gadola.
Yeah.
Right, with the food.
Yeah.
Shabbos is an opinion that was the whole week.
Right.
It was the opinion of the whole week. In which case, people...
We make it so serious, you know? We see that people
came. Anyway, learn like Rashi and the woman.
Yeah, Rashi says, "Biyom Shabbos, shechelu lavo
lahein."
Okay, there's another shita. Okay, shleich. I didn't see the little shita.
I just saw it.
Okay. According to the way I was learning this, this whole thing is happening on Shabbos. He's saying that this chaser that these people used to come to, this was an all week thing. Right? This is like a, like you said, this is like a Chabad Zach. You know,
yeah,
Chabad's doing
absolutely.
This. Yeah. Yeah, this is like Chabad.
He came all the way from Australia in 32
hours. All
these trying
to get me to go to shul as a kid. I wouldn't
want to
go. He said, but
don't
have cake there. I won't.
Right, right. 100%.
100%. My
son goes to shul to get the candy from the Rebbe.
Yeah. That's why I went to shul on Yom Kippur for the cake. Okay. Iboilahu.
It's
cool to prove. Yeah, so the Mishnah said, and this is what we're going to be focusing on, that this Chatzar Gedola was called Beis Ya'azek. The Gemara is going to debate whether this is true. Whether it was really called Beis Ya'azek or something else. Iboilahu, Beis Ya'azek Tanan or Beis Ya'azek Tanan.
With the ayin.
Was it called Beis Ya'azek with an ayin?
Right?
Ayin.
What's the difference?
Oh, what's the difference? Beis Ya'azek Tanan. Was it called Beis Ya'azek Lishna Ma'al Yahu, which is a positive Lashon. Ya'azek is a positive Lashon. Why? The Psiv, as it says in the Pasuk in
Yeshaya.
This pasuk is talking about a vineyard that they would surround with stones in order to protect it. So this is a positive lushan, meaning that they had this beautiful city with people that were doing a positive act, and therefore they wanted to surround the city positively with these, you know, with these stones, meaning that they valued what was inside of it. So was this city considered, was it called Beis Ya'azek because they valued the people that came, to protect the people that came in there? Or Dilma Beis Ya'azek Tanan? Maybe it's called Beis Ya'azek, which is Lishna Detzarehu, which is a Lashon of pain. Kedechsev, as it says in the Pasuk in Yirmiyahu, Behu Asur Ba'azikim.
It's modern Hebrew too.
Yeah, modern Hebrew also. Azikim are what? Azikim are handcuffs. For who asur ba'azikim, he was trapped in azikim, which are like shackles. Or
modern Hebrew is used for handcuffs.
Right. Azikim in modern Hebrew is handcuffs. I don't think it means that in Yom Yahu. It means shackles, whatever. It means chains or shackles.
Same idea.
The people going through the tsaros.
What?
The people going through the tsaros.
Right, exactly. It was the tsaros. They were locked up in this Beis Ya'azek.
Right, and these people that came in, they were locked up. They were essentially chained down to be in this city for the entire Shabbos. Oh, so which one is it?
When it was at the Tekanah, Rabban Gamla made the Tekanah, there wasn't a problem.
What?
Rabban Gamla made the Tekanah, that they were free, they could walk.
Yes, this is beforehand. Yeah, beforehand. Amar Abaye, Abaye says, Toshma, I'll bring you a raya, that's really a positive lashon, therefore it was probably called Beis Ya'azek. Su'udos gedolos hayolosim lahem, Shama. Kadesh yiragil and lavo. So it says later in the Mishnah that they would make sudos gedolos. So they're telling me that this is a lashon of tzara, that they put these people through pain, through trouble, and therefore by locking them up. Well, it doesn't sound like a place you're locking them up because they're treating them to sudos gedolos. So what are you telling me? You're telling me that they locked them up and chained them down, and yet they fed them like queens and kings? It sounds unlikely, but the Gemara says, yeah, that's Dilma Tarti Havi Abdu Bahu. You can't bring a raya from the fact that they treated them to Seudos Gedolos because maybe both are true. Maybe it was
a compensation. The food was a compensation for the fact that they were
right
there.
So
that's
the
right.
Right. Spent 8 hours and give them a nice
So maybe Taka, they did.
I think the opposite proof. The fact that they're giving them food shows that it's Azikim. It shows that it's locked in. So that's why I have to give them food.
It's an opposite proof. I think the Gemara is being madcha. Being madcha the raya, right? You want to bring me a raya that they treated them well. It's not a proof.
Mind is, but the Mishnah where we have says with the iron.
Yeah.
So I mean,
well,
it's
got to go one way. But yeah, nechlami.
Why would they come if it's going to be a hardship?
What?
Why would people come if they're going to be locked up or felt
mitzvah
degraded?
Mitzvah
comes b'simcha.
Yeah.
Not the tzar.
He means saving someone's life.
All right. Next Mishnah. Ketza Bolkenes Aedim. How did they check the Aedim? Zug Shabar Rishon, Bolkenos Rishon. The pair that came first, they would check them first. Machnisin is Hagadol Shabahan. They would bring in the oldest one of the pair. The Omrin Lo, and they would say to him, Emor. Say to us, how did you see the Lavana? Did you see the Lavana in front of the Chama, or did you see it behind the Chama? Litzvona or Ladroma? Did you see it north of the Chama or south of the Chama? Now the Gemara is going to ask immediately, this doesn't make any sense, because Lifnea Chama is the same thing as Litzvona, and La'achar Chama is the same thing as Ladroma. Because if you know your astronomy as well as I do, the sun rises in the east and it sets in the west, but it goes from east to west via the south. So it kind of starts over here on the east, this is my east, and it loops around to the south, and then makes its way to the west, and eventually going to the north. So it makes its way like this, towards the south, and then moves up to the east. So if the Chama, at the time when it is setting, if the Chama is over here, and the Levana, we'll call the Levana the little ball over here, the Levana is over here, so the Levana is behind the Chama.
Why is the Levana always behind the Chama? So
what?
Why does the Levana always have to be behind the Chama?
Because we're talking at the time of, this is time of Kiddush Levana, so this beginning. Is the end of the month, beginning of the next month, right? Kiddush. End of the previous
new
month.
The new
right,
month.
It's the new month, but it's the, right, exactly. It's the end of the last month, right? So at that point, the Chama is, the Levana is, and Chama are right next to each other, but the Levana is trailing just behind the Chama.
It has to be that way, that's just the way it is.
It's the way it is. It's the way it is.
Levana is behind.
The Levana is going to be
the
behind.
The new Levana is behind. The new Levana. That's a critical thing. The new Levana is always behind the new Chama.
Yes. It's going to be right.
It's the Metzumisius.
Right. At that point, it's going to be right behind it.
That's
right?
Important. That's right behind it.
Yeah.
Because,
yes,
no, because that's the...
Yeah, that's the whole Zach.
Kiddush HaChodesh, exactly.
Yes, yes.
These Bezdin knew it. They had a computer program. They knew exactly when the Chodesh was. They were just trying to make sure that these people were not lying.
Right, exactly, yeah.
They knew this stuff without
the... But the point is, wherever the Levana is, yeah. The Levana is going to be... It's going to be south of the Chama, and it's going to be behind the Chama.
No,
so
no.
The Gemara, the Mishnah is saying, did you see it in front of or in back of, north of or in south of, is it saying the same thing? If it's in front of, it's north. If it's in back of, it's south. It's got to be... So the Gemara is going to ask, this is the same thing. And the Gemara is going to come up to it with a different answer. But at this point, that's what it's saying. Did you see the Levana in front of the Chama, meaning north of it? Or did you see it behind it, meaning south of it? And the Mishnah says... Kama hava gavoa. How high was it in the sky? Ula ayin hayanota. And which way was it facing? Was it facing? Were the horns of the clip of the levana? Were they facing this way or were they facing the other way?
Concave or convex?
Concave or convex? That was going to be my next hesby. You took the words right out of my
really?
Mouth. Yeah, concave and convex. I was just going to say that, and you just took it right out of my mouth.
Crescent.
I was going to say crescent also. The kama hava rachav, and how wide was it? How big was the im amar lifnei chama? If the guy said that the levana he saw in front of the chama, meaning north, it can't be. It can't be because it's always going to be. The levana is always going to be behind. It's always going to be south. It's always going to be behind it. So if he says lifnei chama lo amar klum, he's wrong. Then we know his testimony can be thrown out. Then they would bring in the second guy. And they would check him. If they found that their words were in line, edus nekayemes, then it was a good edus. Ushar kol hazugos. Now what do they do with all the rest of the pairs? Because there were probably hundreds that came. They didn't send them home. They would actually bring them in. They would ask them basic questions. Not because they needed those basic questions answered or because they were meaningful in any sense. He just didn't want to make them feel bad for coming all the way in for nothing. So what you did is they came in and they didn't have to testify lamaisa, but Bezin would bring them in and ask them Rashi Prakim. They would ask them, you know, wow, did you see the moon? Where did you see it? How high did you see it? You know, those kind of questions. Make them feel like their testimony actually means something, and then they would send them home. Just so the next time they would be ruggled to come also, because...
The first guy, so then why the second guy, Botkin also, and then that's fine.
No. That's assuming that he is good.
Doesn't say that in the Mishnah, though.
It means that. Okay. If he says it's lifnei achama, then it's good. If he says it's lacher achama, then
it doesn't say that in the Mishnah.
Right, yeah.
It just says second guy, but the first guy was not.
It doesn't mean that in the Mishnah. It doesn't mean that. Fine. Okay. Now, says the Gemara, Hainu lifnei achama, Hainu litzvona. You just said in the Mishnah, we ask him, did you see the moon in front of the sun or in back of the sun? Did you see it north of the sun or south of the sun? The Gemara says, that's the same thing. If it's lifnei achama, it's north. If it's lachar achama, it's south. Why is the Mishnah repeating itself? So the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, it's not. Amar Abaye, piggy muscle lifnei achama, ola achar achama. Did you see the pegimasa, meaning the convert?
Pegima is the hole, right?
Yeah. If you saw, did you see the gaping part of the moon in front of the chama, or did you see it?
Right? What? The gaping part is concave.
Okay. Did you see the gaping part? I don't know. The concave.
Indentation.
The indentation. Did you see the
concave is the in part and the convex is the outside?
Okay. Right?
Do you remember geometry?
No.
Okay.
No. I don't remember the geometry. Concave very much. Concave. Did you see the concave part of the moon facing the sun, or did you see the convex part of the moon facing the sun? Now, obviously, it's got to be the convex. The sun can never see the moon shaped like this. Obviously, why? Because the sun is reflecting the rays of the sun are reflecting against the moon. So the only thing that the sun can see is going to be the outer part of the moon.
It's the lighted part.
What?
It's the light part. The outer part is the crescent is the
right.
Light.
Right.
The outer part
exactly.
Is the light. So of course
exactly.
That's what you're saying from the outside. The convex
exactly.
Part.
The convex part. That's the only part that it can see. So Abaye says, when we say lifnei achama, do we mean by that is, how did you see the, did you see the moon reflecting off the sun in a convex way, meaning that the indented part of the moon facing the sun, which would be impossible, or did you see the back part of the moon facing the sun, which is the way it has to be?
It's two separate questions. It's not one question.
Correct. It's two separate questions. Yeah, that's a nice picture. Very nice picture. What are you trying to show me here? Yes, exactly. The sun cannot be seeing this part of the moon. It's got to be the other way, right? The sun would have to be here. You can never have it where the sun is seeing the horns, these sides. Exactly.
But they ask just a simple question. Every child knows that. How could they ask a question to adult witnesses if the sun saw the pegima? They were trying to trip them up? Right?
You're saying this is pasha?
Isn't it pasha? I mean, that everyone, even besides the people who are going to be made, even a regular person knows that. Every person in the world knows that the sun can only see can't be showing the dark part of the moon, right? Maybe they're just trying to trip them up. I don't know
if it's a puzzle. I don't think it's hard, but I don't know if it's...
It's across the board always a fact. It's not necessarily related to Kiddush HaKodesh. It's just a
correct.
Fact all the time. It has nothing to do with whether they saw the moon at a certain time or not.
It's a good question. I don't know. Okay, I don't know the answer. It's a good question.
You hear the question, though.
Yeah, I just heard your question. I said it was a good
question. I was saying, okay, good. I'm glad you think it's a good question.
All right.
It's a general thing, and it's always like that, right? 365 days a year, not just when they're doing Kiddush HaKodesh. The sun doesn't see.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
Imar b'lefnei achama. If he says, I saw it in front of the chama, lo amar klum. Cannot be. His testimony is grown out. The Amr Rabbi Yochanan, because Rabbi Yochanan says, "My dechsib." What does it mean when it says in the pasuk, "Hamshel ufachad imo osa shalom bimramav"? The rulership and fear is with him. He who creates peace in the celestials and in the upper parts of the world. So, what does this mean? Meolam lo rasa chama pigimasa shalavan lavana. The chama would never see the pigimasa shalavana, the inclined part of the lavana, right? The indented part of the lavana. The sun would never see that. Vlo pigimasa shal keshes, and he's also the sun would never see the indented part of a keshes of a rainbow. Pigimasa shalavana. Why wouldn't the sun ever see the indented part of a moon? Dechal shadaita, because it would disappoint, it would sadden the moon. Why would it sadden the moon? Because as we know, Misheshus Mebreshus, that there were really two luminaries, two great luminaries. There was the sun and the moon. And then the moon complained to God and said, God, how can it be that you have two luminaries of equal status? And so God said, you're right, I'm going to minimize the moon. And so, of course, the moon was minimized, and to make up for the minimization, he added stars. But, in fact, the moon was punished so to speak, by being reduced to a size smaller than the sun, and therefore we didn't want for the sun to ever see the indented form of the moon, the smallness of the moon, because that would sadden the moon. That would give him Chalisha Sadas, knowing that it was because of this great error of speech that caused it to become smaller. Again, how do we understand this?
Lack of a
Karas Atov is
you said before the reason is because it's a geological fact, not because of any other reason.
But it's not a geological fact.
How could
it's
they possibly geology. See that the sun could be inside? It wouldn't be seeing the thing.
That's
correct. It wouldn't be called the.
It's an astronomical fact.
Astronomical fact.
Okay.
Right. Then
it's
then
not
then
geology.
It would be the Pegima. If it would see that, if it would be the inside, it wouldn't be. How did the sensor? It can't be.
It
contradicts the other.
We're saying Hashem didn't want to make it that way. Hashem didn't want to make it so that. Why? Because he didn't want to give the moon Chalisha Sadas. If the Ribbono Shalom wanted to make it so that the sun would see it, he would do it. Okay? How would he do it? You got to ask God.
Okay?
You got to ask God. You got to have that conversation. Okay? That's what Shachris is all about. You have a Shachris. Okay. Pigimasa shel keshes. Why wouldn't the sun ever see the indented form of a keshes, of a rainbow? Dulolemru of the chama, so that the people who worship the sun should never say gerei kamashadia, that it is throwing arrows, right? Because the keshes, which is indented like that, if the sun were to be the way a person who's throwing arrows, the way he uses his bow is that the the keshes part of the bow, the bow part of the bow is always facing you. So you're like throwing. It's like you're throwing, throwing darts. It's like you're throwing arrows. So if the sun saw the keshes, that would mean that it would be like the sun is throwing arrows at the world. And so the Ovdei Achama would have
ammunition.
What would have
ammunition?
Right. The sun is the one with ammunition, and the Ovdei Achama would say, "You see how great the sun is that it can." Throw arrows, shoot arrows at the rest of the world. And therefore, Hashem didn't want to give any such dignity to the sun in that sense that it would see a keshes. We will stop here.
In the middle of the rainbow?
Yes, somewhere over the rainbow.
Over the rainbow. Very good.
Indeed, this was a
good one.
This was a quick show. This was a very quick show.
Bakery?
What?
Which one? Oh, and Dolan.
Are you?